This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Palestinian Red Crescent says hundreds have fled the city of Jenin following the start of Israel's West Bank operation, its biggest in 20 years, which has killed a number of Palestinians and seen troops involved in gun battles in the streets. Reuters correspondent Joel Flynn reports.
Israeli forces say an offensive targeting militants in the city of Jenin could last days. Residents of the adjoining refugee camp were seen fleeing violence on Monday. That included gun battles with militant fighters, as well as drone strikes that Palestinian authorities say killed a number of people. The densely populated camp has existed since 1948 in the aftermath of a war that accompanied the creation of Israel. Now, Israel claims it's a hotbed for the Jenin Brigade's militant group and has moved hundreds of soldiers in and carried out days of strikes. For more than a year, army raids in cities such as Jenin have become routine. There have also been a series of deadly attacks by Palestinians against Israelis and rampages by Jewish settler mobs against Palestinian villages.
Reuters correspondent Joel Flynn. The European Union will not lift political and economic sanctions on Kosovo if the government does not de-escalate tensions in the north, EU's envoy Miroslav Lajok said on Tuesday during a visit to Pristina.
Obviously, European Union is not happy that is in the position to introduce certain measures, and the purpose of this mission, of course, and of this discussion that we are having is to get to the stage when these measures will be stopped.
Russia on Tuesday restated a demand for its state agricultural bank to be reconnected to the global SWIFT payment system to avert the collapse of the Black Sea grain deal and said it would not accept a reported compromise proposal.